Hello, buddy. Andy here again. Well, yesterday, Tuesday, the 17th of July, the Olympic torch relay came through Hastings and St Leonards, and I went down and had a look. And to be honest, I've been a little bit cynical about these things, as you may well know through various booze, and if you follow me on any other form of social networking. But that was impressive. Yes, you've got all the corporate stuff that goes around with it, and all the sponsors, vans and lorries and coaches and all that type of thing that precede the main sort of procession, I suppose, the actual torchbearer themselves. But seeing that coming along was good, and also to see someone that I know vaguely, someone that I recognise actually carrying it in the parts on the leg that I saw. And you could see that he was thoroughly enjoying himself. He was having a great time, and I saw some other pictures later on from the person who finished, did the last leg in Hastings. Someone else who I recognise as well for the work that they've done in the town. And it was obvious they were having a great time as well. And that's what's good about it. Even if you tear away and strip away all of the corporate and sponsorship side of it, which I know a lot of people are quite cynical about, but when you get down to it, the people who are running it, the people who've got the honour of carrying that flame, all seem to have thoroughly enjoyed it. And that's the main thing. It gets down to the people, because they're the people that matter in the end, I think. That's what it's for. It's for the people. But this morning, in more or less exactly the same place, an event called the Real Relay came through Hastings as well. I did a boo about that, and I'll put a link to that. And what I'll also do is I made a video of the torch relay yesterday, so I'll put a link to that below here in the description as well. And the Real Relay was started by people who noticed that the official torch relay, should we say, to get confused here, wasn't, you know, being transported by road as it is this morning and as it was yesterday in parts as well. And they felt that that wasn't in the traditions. It's not a challenge or anything like that. They're not against the Olympic torch relay at all. But they thought, why don't we do it in the old-fashioned way and actually run it? And they've been running, as I may have said, they're doing sort of 7,500 miles. It's 500, 600 different legs of it. And they started in May, I believe. And today, they came through Hastings and St Leonard's. You can track it by GPS. They have a baton rather than the torch, and in the baton is a GPS device, which you can then track via their website, and you can track where the runner is. I've been doing that, and I noticed the guy was coming through today, and I went down and saw him on the seafront, took a photo. Hopefully I can put that with this as well. And he was running like an 11-mile leg from Bexhill to Fairlight, which it can be quite challenging in places, but they run through the night. You know, this is a 24/7 operation, if you want, all done by volunteers, and it's done for charity. But it just shows you the two opposing sides. You've got the big side of it yesterday, the corporate, you know, the official side of it and everything, and today you've got a man running along the seafront with one other person jogging along beside him, and a guy on a bike who was obviously just helping out. No trucks, no you know, circus around it at all, but at the heart of it, just two people running, two people holding either a baton or a torch, and two people enjoying what they're doing it, and doing it for the same sort of reasons, ultimately, a test of endurance or whatever, you know, but for all in the Olympic spirit, whether it be the modern Olympic spirit or the old-fashioned Olympic spirit. And today, apparently, I believe, the Real Relay should actually catch up and overtake the official torch relay, when you think the other one actually goes by car and everything, and then the Real Relay started about 10 days later. It's quite a feat when all these people are running sort of 10-mile legs over hill and dale and seafronts and, you know, roads, etc. I think that's good. But I like that. That's quite a British thing to do, I think. You know, we're not going to challenge it. We're not going to disrupt the official one. We'll just do it our way. And we'll run through the night and do it in the old-fashioned spirit. And I think both of them are worthy there. As I enjoyed watching both of them, completely different scenarios. As I said, yesterday, crowds and crowds. And there were a lot of people about, and that was good to see as well. It obviously means something to people. And I think it sort of touches you, makes you feel, gets you into that Olympic spirit a little bit more, I think, when you see something coming through like that, the real flame. And then today, seeing, you know, no circus, just one guy running along a seafront on his own with a couple of other people just tagging along with him. So two sides to the story, but two very good sides, I think, completely contrasting sides, but very enjoyable all the same. Anyway, I'll leave it there. Speak to you again soon. Goodbye.